Rowing. That sounds nice. It's apparently a great sport, not only to keep you fit, but also to relax. The University of Sunderland has its own rowing club, which rows every week at the River Weir in South Hilton. Sarah Hodge is the club's president.
The club is slowly getting really, really popular. Like, it's gone from, well, I was the only fresher that came back into my second year, and we've now got 25 university members. The city itself is building up. We've currently just been giving back the sculling race to do on the river as well. And we tend to work with a bit like juniors. We do from 16 above and about, and then our oldest members, our coach, who's 31. He'll not be happy that I said that.
So there are a broad range of people who join the club to try out rowing, and they all come for various reasons.
Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Alex.
I started off as a swimmer, so I wanted to change sports and try something new. So I got into rowing, like, very recently.
I started rowing when I started uni, because I thought it would be an interesting thing to start.
It's sort of hard in the beginning, but then it's, like, so worthwhile once you get used to it. The social aspect with the university is so good.
It's very challenging. Because if you want to do it competitively, there's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you can just do it for fun with these, because they're pretty chilled about whether you actually want to compete or not.
But when you do want to compete, it is sort of hardcore, yeah. Always pushing your limits, but in a good way.
Kate Buckley.
Amanda Jackson.
Ryan Somerville.
I've done a lot of like land sports, and I've never done anything on the water before, and I just thought it would be like really good to try something new.
Well, I've been kayaking and canoeing a lot, and I've always really enjoyed it, and there's nowhere else really in the area to probably do it, so I thought, why not try rowing? Just came here.
I just kind of ended up doing this because I was looking around for a new sport to try, because I've done a few myself, and, well, the most I ever came was actually kayaking with a couple of friends at Derwent Hill. So I thought, why not try this?
But rowing must be really hard, especially for your hands. Sarah Hodge, the club's president, says that is not true.
Not really. A lot of people think the sport itself thinks it's through the arms, and it's not. I had an interview yesterday and someone went, so your arms must be really big. And I was like, no, it's the legs. So it's literally not as tough, and you don't have to be as competitive as, like, if you look at the GB athletes. It's a really good sport to do for fun as well, because you get many crews, so it's definitely a group sport, yeah, team sport. We do singles, but we tend to get every person, even if they do a single, into teams.
Although it is not as hard physically as it looks, it can be a bit tricky to get used to the technique, according to club members Anna and Ryan.
There is an element of difficulty through the technique of the sport, and it is quite hard to master, I suppose, but I think with a lot of practice it is easy, and even after one or two sessions of rowing, you understand it a lot more and it doesn't become as hard as you might think.
Yeah, it is a lot more technical than people think. I mean, there's different kinds of methods you use just to get your stroke much better than what you'd expect. So I think if a lot of people came in, they'd think it was simply putting the paddles in and pulling. But it's really not. It's a lot more complicated. It does pretty much test nearly every part of your body.
Sarah recommends this sport for everyone who is interested, and says that it's up to each individual how much they commit to training.
It was when I signed up, I hadn't signed up at Freshers Fair. Just a couple of my flatmates were like, I'm going to run. And I train 6 days a week. I'd enjoy it that much. Really bad. Like, it's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to row. And then a lot of our juniors, they come down 3 times a week. So whoever comes down, they just like the aspect of it being enjoyable. And we make off, we don't make sessions unless you really want them to be very tough. We have an aspect of you're committed to whatever you want and it's as fun as you want.
Heather and Alex also encourage everyone to come along and try it.
I'd say give it a go, and if you don't like it, then you've always given something like new a try, so...
We're quite a small club at the minute, so if you want to get on the water, you can get on the water. Whereas some of the other universities, their clubs are quite big, so you don't get much of a chance. And obviously, like, our football team and rugby team are huge.
So you've always got, like, the
benches. You might not necessarily always get